Blog Talk Radio.
Healing the whole person after a traumatic event requires people receiving the care that they need. Unfortunately, the percentage of people in the United States without medical coverage is 55% according to Huffington Post numbers, and 1 in 7 without auto coverage was reported by USA Today, with 69% of private employees being without disability coverage according to SSA, which is the Social Security Administration. This makes it difficult to achieve healing in many cases, but the prospects of recovery are still hopeful. Thank you for joining me, Estra, this July 13, 2013, for Talking About You with Estra on Block Talk Radio and Estra TV, currently featured on YouTube under Estra's blog. Make sure not to be diverted to another link. My official website is Estra, pronounced Estra. So go to Estra's blog tips on Blogger for listings of all legitimate links. This is your car accident show, sharing information and concerns that help you, family, friends, communities, from an injured person's perspective, meaning the person hurt in a car wreck. Today's topic will be on you and healing after a traffic collision. Depending on the condition, you may have not known much about the type of injury sustained in a traffic collision. Perhaps there has been a lot to learn. And if it is chronic in nature, keeping up with new discoveries will be important. The more informed you are regarding the entire process, it's easier to prepare. Also in our program today is personal injury in the news, providing comments on events or holidays of the coming week. Also, my commentary on you and healing after a car accident. And last but not least, discussion on articles related to our topic. Healing is a process, although while dealing with pain and suffering, it may be difficult to find happy moments. However, when the opportunity avails itself, make sure to make the most of it. A laugh, a positive attitude, along with determination to get better, may help with recovery. In any event, they add joy to your day or any occasion. You matter and have value. Forward and future thinking may provide creative ideas or, at the very least, encouragement to get through the hard times. Remember to reflect on how far you've come when able to see progress. It is indeed one recovery moment at a time. Living life by thinking on improving your condition and realizing change is always possible. Never give up. Continue working towards healing. In this program, your challenges in dealing with insurance companies, self-insured employers, and coping with everyday situations from being involved in a car accident are up for discussion. If you have experienced healing or are currently recovering from a car accident, dial 718-766-4385 to be a part of today's program. Again, the number is 718-766-4385. Someone injured just like you is waiting to hear your stories on healing. Our after the show number has changed. After the show, place your comments on Facebook, Talking About You with Estra, site there, or tweet at Estra's Radio Show on Twitter. If watching on YouTube, make sure to leave your comments. Tune in every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Block Talk Radio, or view every Wednesday on Estra's TV, YouTube user Estra's blog. We are coming to you from Seattle, Washington. Other notable mentions this week include Bastille Day on July 14th. The French national holiday celebrates the beginning of the French Revolution, and it actually is by Laura K. Lawless, and it comes to us from About.com. Quote, Bastille Day, the French national holiday, commemorates the storming of the Bastille, which took place on the 14th of July, 1789, and marked the beginning of the French Revolution. The Bastille was a prison and a symbol of absolute and arbitrary power of Louis XVI's ancient regimen. By capturing this symbol, the people signaled that the king's power was no longer absolute.
Power should be based on the nation and be limited by separation of powers. Although the Bastille held only 7 prisoners at the time of its capture, the storming of the prison was a symbol of liberty and the fight against oppression for all French citizens. Like the tricolored flag, it symbolized the Republic's 3 ideals: liberty, equality, and fraternity for all French citizens. It marked the end of an absolute monarchy and the birth of a sovereign nation, and eventually the creation of the First Republic in 1792. Bastille Day was declared the French national holiday on July 6, 1880, on Benjamin Raspail's recommendation, when the new republic was firmly entrenched. Bastille Day has had such a strong signification to the French because of the holiday symbol, the birth of the republic. As in the U.S., where the signing of the Declaration of Independence signaled the start of the American Revolution, in France, the storming of the Bastille began the Great Revolution. In both countries, the national holiday thus symbolizes the beginning of a new form of government. On the 1-year anniversary of the fall of Bastille, delegates from every region of France proclaimed their allegiance to a single national community during the Fête de la Fédération in Paris, the first time in history that a people had claimed their right to self-determination. You go, France! End quote. By the way, that was my little commentary right there. But what I want to say, it's really important to know one's history. The struggles which makes a country stronger is also built into the fabric of that society. Never forget where you have come from or the battles already won. Otherwise, as women in America are finding out today, you may end up having to fight those same rights all over again. Now for our personal injury in the news this week. These are my views on current events and have no association with the writers of the articles. From time to time, I'll be stopping to take a moment to comment on a section. Our personal injury news comes from CortezJournal.com, and the title of the article is "Australian Accused of Ramming into U.S. Embassy Gate," and it was by the Associated Press. With the number of terrorist attacks happenings, one could only imagine the scare this action had on this community. Today we have so many unexpected events occurring, even with cars. One must always pay attention to one's surroundings. The reason for this man's action at this time may be unclear, but in my opinion, we are observing more rash behaviors and situations involving vehicles. So be careful and beware, and not necessarily on alert, but make sure that you're paying attention to what's going on around you, because things, as I've mentioned before, can happen in an instant. Our second personal injury in the news comes from 27east.com, and the title of that article is "Man Arrested for DWI Following 3 Car Crash," and it's by Aaron McKinley. You know, there seems to be less people getting behind the wheel of a car having too much to drink, prescription use, or illegal substances. Yet, when this does happen, the impact affects not only them, but unfortunately, in this case, changing the lives of fellow citizens. Reducing car collisions requires realizing when it is safe to drive and when it's time to call a cab, walk, or wait until a later time. You can find these links out on Talking About You with Estra Facebook, and also Estra's Blog Tips Facebook. Our next article comes from the New York Post, and it's titled "Cops Injured in Car Accident Rescue Response," and it's by Matt McNulty. And many officers do put their life on the line every single day for citizens' safety. Their assistance for these accident victims was probably life-saving. Helping one another does change outcomes. Every day, citizens must do the same. This is how communities build strong relationships and provide support and concerns to the daily issues that affect us all. It is so important to build up towns and cities. The content of character of these communities depend on it. Now for our commentary on you and healing after a traffic collision. Healing provides nurturing to the body, mind, and soul, which is required for recovery from a car accident. There will be many things to learn on this journey. Patience may be at the top of the list. Patience is an asset in learning how best to help yourself, be your best advocate, and make the right decisions regarding healing. Another asset is the ability to research information. When you have concerns or questions, it is important to know where you can find answers. Being able to make decisions with up-to-date data will allow greater chance for desired outcome. This may lead in the direction of appropriate help. The answers or opportunities for relief are out there. Therefore, stay vigilant in seeking your recovery. Remember, you are the most important person in this equation because it is your life which has changed and you are living with the injuries. Some people follow traditional methods, others choose alternatives, some use a little of both, and some create their own ways. The important thing is to keep learning about yourself and what makes life better. The road to healing is typically not a straight line. It is filled with ups and downs. The key is to realize this is normal and continue on the path. If need assistance in deciding on which way to go, seek advice from professionals and individuals with the same injuries. This balance can provide a point of view which allows a decision on how to proceed. Remember, you are learning too what works best. Communicating with support systems is a valuable source of information. Ideas can be bounced off them to help arrive at solutions. Realize that you can try safe things. Use those ideas that work well for you and let the other stuff go. This is all part of the process. The fewer resources available, the more creativity is needed. Remember, the library is a great source in learning about specific information, along with reliable sources of internet, which can supplement knowledge. Again, information is a tool that helps understand your condition and evaluate healing alternatives. Hopefully, you will take time to research how others are coping with similar situations in order to benefit from their experience. Sharing wisdom, knowledge, and support can add value and reduce the stress of attempting to locate answers for concerns. Injuries bring new struggles while healing from a car accident. It is easy to become overwhelmed in an already busy life. Mending the mind, body, and soul of an individual after a car accident is a one-step-at-a-time process. Returning to pre-accident states usually requires support of family and friends. Most importantly is the injured person's determination to continue on the journey until recovery is accomplished. Be the person at that finish line. I will be cheering for you.
Again, comments on the articles reviewed today are my opinion and have no association with the writers. I will be making comments time to time and we'll stop for a second or two. Our first article comes from SFA.gov, which is Social Security Administration's website, and it's regarding basic facts. Fortunately, approximately 90% of Americans participate in Social Security insurance program, and I repeat, that's an insurance program. This program helps many citizens survive without falling completely into abject poverty. Many insurance companies and self-insured employers find ways to escape their responsibilities regarding their insured, living. Many are living without the necessary resources for survival and money necessary to assist in recovery. And this is why I strongly urge ERISA reform, for it will change the way sick and injured people live, in my opinion. And from my perspective, some companies find it difficult to relinquish benefits to their insurers in their time of need. Fortunately, Social Security disability income is a safety net for many. Sadly, the people must choose between basic need items due to typically not having enough resources. And from my perspective, this would not be a problem if auto insurance companies and employers paid their fair share. Here are some of the basic facts listed as of June 19, 2013 in Social Security's basic facts. It says, in 2013, almost 58 million Americans will receive $816 billion in Social Security benefits. Retired workers average $1,262 for monthly benefits. Disabled workers receive $1,130 for average monthly benefits. And survivors, spouses that have passed away, actually receive about $1,215 for average monthly benefits. And anyone living in most places in our country realize that with skyrocketing rents and the cost of food, basic necessities, let's not add in additional medical care, especially for people with disabilities, That's really not going to make it very much, you know, and most of the people who are disabled, if they're lucky enough, you have Social Security, also pay out money for medical. So it's really for people that's been injured in a car accident, to me, their resources are limited, and typically, in my personal opinion, a lot of their needs aren't getting met. And let's see what it says. It says, quote, disabled workers and their dependents account for 19% of the total benefits paid. So from my perspective, in the way in which many people out there make it sound like for disability, that there's some huge budget, 19% is not, shows that 81% is going to other locations, so it's not a great percentage of this SSA insurance fund. Let's see, about 91% of the workers aged 21 to 64 in covered employment in 2011 and their families have protection in the event of a long-term disability. What bothers me about this sentence is it says in covered employment in 2011, and that means that those with employers offering this as an option, which in the private industry today is very insignificant compared to the people they're covering. And this is unfortunate because in previous decades, the private industry actually had better benefits than the public industry. And then for some reason, private industry just started dwindling and cutting things back and not paying, increasing wages for 3 decades. Right? And so the public kept their benefits moving, and that was fair so that people would be able to live. And so to me, it's almost like a lot of, perhaps too many in my opinion at least, companies and Congress has not been helping personally, and trying to keep those benefits down have really hurt many of the people who work in the private industry. Let me go on to the next one. It says, just over 1 in 4 today of 20-year-olds will become disabled before reaching 67. That means 20% of 20-year-olds will have an injury or a sickness that allows them to be disabled. Okay? But check this out. It says 69%, I will repeat that, 69% of the private sector workforce has no long-term disability insurance. Can you believe that? How can you have all of these companies making all of these profits and they're not even paying covering their workers? There was a time in our society where companies took pride in being able to take care of workers. But that's not how it is today, unfortunately. For some do take very good care of their employees, showing that they appreciate their work. And in my opinion, most employees know whether their companies appreciate what they're giving. Remember, this is their lives that they're giving to these organizations. And that says a lot. You can't get back time. Time does not say, okay, let's make it up and I'll give you some more. It's what you have. And using it wisely is a great thing. And finding a company that actually treats you with respect and dignity is really important, that values your work. And I think every American citizen should think about what that means and realize that sometimes there are hard choices to make. Sometimes you have to really stand up and say, you know what? I want an auto insurance that practices good faith insurance, because I don't want to be in a bad situation, become disabled, and not receive my benefits. I want to work for a company that respects their employees, that takes care of them, that requires good work from us or as workers, and it's a two-way contract that really benefits them and benefits me and my family. So in my opinion, that's where we should be going. But unfortunately, there's a segment that has, just in my opinion at least, has a greed factor, and it's their investors who have a large percentage of the money already. But you know, that's a pet peeve, so I'm going to go on. An estimated 161 million workers, 94% of workers are covered under Social Security. And to me, that's a saving grace for many people, because if they're not getting from the insurance companies, their employers are not paying out their long-term disability. Workers, as we'll get to in just a moment, don't have any savings or pension for retirement. What are they going to do? If there was no safety net of Social Security there for 99% of the people, and they become have an accident or are sick, it's problematic, because they would have nothing and they'd have no resources. In fact, it says 51% of the workforce has no private pension savings. That means 51% of the people in private industry have no pensions. And the ones that did, and particularly the baby boomers, they took their 401ks and made them 201s. And then they rebounded, and then the people who invested still haven't rebounded. To me, it's an American tragedy. Came on to go, and it says 34% of the workforce has no savings set aside specifically for retirement. And that's a really scary thought with baby boomers coming into retirement. And but maybe baby boomers actually saved more, but they lost it. And you know, I don't believe money is lost. If the stock market goes down, somebody had to make that money. Yeah, and somebody lost a lot of money. And I personally believe it was the 99%. Okay, let's see what else before I get into that one. It says by 2033, the number of older Americans will increase from 45.1 million today to 77.4 million. That almost doubles. So that's a lot of people that's not going to be having pensions or any savings. And without Social Security, a lot of those people would be in very bad shape. So it's good that Wall Street hasn't been able to get a hold of Social Security money, because we'd have probably lost that in the crash too, on top of getting almost all of our money from government and taking, and I'm not sure why government is part of our, this is a little pet peeve here, is making all of our jobs contract. They should stay in the government. They're contracting out all of these jobs, giving the money to private industry, who is basically doing, in some cases, a really poor job, wasting money, and then blaming the people, the citizens, for saying our government's not working, when it's them, in my opinion, taking a lot of the money. We just have to wake up, America. I'm so glad women are waking up, because they're taking away a lot of women's rights. And I think it's just time for the whole country to wake up and say, this isn't to get off of the glamour, in my opinion, Hollywood stardom, and say, we need basics. We want to go back and be able to afford to live in America. And not just 1%. Excuse me. But 99%. A basic living. You know, I don't believe Americans were asking a lot. And I personally believe Americans are more than willing to give all that they have. But the bottom line of this article is resources are required in order to allow healing options that best suit injured people's needs. And many disabled people must resort to creative ways in order to succeed in their recovery. But it would not be necessary if more people in private industry had disability insurance coverage and benefits are paid out by their insurers, but by both auto insurance and also employers. Because as I've mentioned before, your employer can also be your insurance company. The Department of Labor, it's DOL.gov, actually for June 13, shows the labor force participation for people with disabilities is at 20%, and with people without disabilities at 69%. So that's still a lot of people that are not participating in the workforce. So if you look at that, that means that almost 31% of able people are not even in the workforce. A lot of hurting people without any resources. You have our unemployment rate for disabilities, people with disabilities, is 14.2% for June 13, and people without disabilities is 7.6%. So there's a lot of discrepancy here. Not only is it with people with disabilities, but you also have that with people with people of color, unfortunately, and the high rate of teenage unemployment and actually graduates of college even are astronomical. Some of them range up to almost 40%, almost 50% in some cases, which to me indicates that our society right now is definitely doing something wrong. If we can spend all the money over there, we can rebuild our infrastructure here at home, and we can do other things to aid people in making their lives better instead of making it worse. And in my opinion, that's what's really happening in our society today. Are there bright spots? Oh, absolutely. Are there people doing the right thing? Oh, thank goodness, because they're the ones who make our day. And perhaps these good people should do more like running for office and maybe changing the way in which our society is moving and see if we can get it away from money is all. I really, one of the things, I haven't mentioned much about the Zimmerman trial, but and hopefully we'll get that verdict soon. I hope it's something that everyone can live with. But the one thing I really was really appreciate it was Judge Nelson, because she did an outstanding job in taking out the privilege equation, at least from my opinion, of the trial. And in society today, for whatever reason, it seems like privilege seems to get a lot of perks that the average person doesn't. And if it's a society that's fair for all, the level in which we've gone to is very excessive. I think that pendulum needs to swing back where everyone has at least an opportunity to discover who they are and to build their life, whether able or disabled. But when just a small section of society has such a monopoly on a system, it prevents people from really beginning to understand who they are and what they can do. So if you're out there and you're 31% of those people that are without disabilities that still can't find a job, or if you're a disabled person who wants to work and can't find that job, I hope that you will seriously consider starting a business, that you will start slow, whether you have resources or that you don't. If you only have a dream, sometimes that'll take you a lot further than you could possibly imagine. So start wherever you are with simple things. Go to the library, go on the internet, do the research about the things you love, and explore that. Because until we all begin to grow from where we are and do what we can and move away from some of the monopolies in our society, by these numbers, it indicates to me there's more than enough of you out there able to do that. We're going to be stuck with what we have now. And as we can see, you know, 3 decades of low wages is not going to move us back to the middle class. And if we look at it, we know that most people now are not in the middle class. More of Americans are poor people. So whether we want to pretend that that's not the case, you know, when you see all the people without pensions, people without disability insurance coverage, I mean, the list can go on and on about where we are as a society. And it takes each one of us to be able to break away from that. And for people who are injured in a car accident, that does start with your healing and saying, I'm going to get better. I'm going to move forward. I'm going to learn about what I can. I'm going to go at the pace my body will allow me to go and move forward and do what you can to help society until you get to that point. Because no matter whether you're able or disabled, because I like that was a saying I heard this week that said, a disabled person is abled when you allow them to be. So there's something everyone can share wherever they are, whether, you know, injured, sick, or abled. Everyone has something to contribute. Don't ever sell yourself short in that respect. Do not give up. Keep going forward. Inviting. Many disabled desire to be productive in our society, yet many biases still exist against people with disabilities. Although facing many obstacles to regain health, many injured and sick people push ahead to find their way to healing. With unique needs to find their way, the journey provides insight into yourself and how to deal with those aiding in your healing. The desire to build a life which allows one to get the most out of the journey demands one to keep an eye on progress, not allowing it to slip away. There is so much here on earth to experience when provided with an opportunity. The disabled experience is now fortunately being exposed to more of the American public. It can be hard to relate to people that have previously been considered invisible, but now in full view and moving towards self-acceptance, just as with other people working for civil rights, many disabled are unwilling to take a back seat in their healing or their treatment by auto insurance companies or employers when not paying their benefits. In my opinion, expanding our worldview, not only is healing available to the injured and sick, but being a viable part of our families, communities, and country will improve the fabric of America. Although ADA law goals is to protect those with disabilities, sometimes one must stand up and be counted in order to be heard. If you're returning to work, be informed and prepared and do your best. Also give yourself time to adjust and realize healing is available to you. Maybe it will be like in past years, or maybe it'll be in new ways, but reach out and grab it. Learn from your experience, share it with others who are injured or sick, and make your life better. You matter. Thank you for being a part of today's show and sharing part of your summer day with me. Remember to like us out on Talking About You with Estra or Estra's Blog Tips on Facebook while looking at today's links. I'd also like to extend a special thank you to AudacityInternetArchives.org of musicians and songs from Force M, Michael Lee 75, Yuki Karamoto, Jamendo, Dasa, Nyamayim, and Aha Zhao, and the articles which have made our time more interesting. Make sure to visit their website, and those links are also out on my Facebook pages. I understand your situation, and I want to hear your questions and concerns. So make sure to tune in again next Saturday at 11 a.m. for Talking About You with Estra on Blog Talk Radio. Come talk and listen. It's where you can just be yourself. And also visit Estra's TV on YouTube. It's under Estra's blog every Wednesday for videos. Thank you for joining me, Estra, today. Enjoy your summer day. It's really all up to you. The information contained on Talking About You with Estra is not all-inclusive in assisting individuals in discerning information related to a car accident. Individuals seeking specifics on their case should seek professional assistance. The First Amendment of Free Speech has allowed Estra's radio show and her opinions, in addition to her guests and callers, which reflect life experiences. Talking About You with Estra is in no way liable for misuse of the material. For more information, contact Sunlight Publishing at P.O. Box 69082, Seattle, Washington 98168. Thank you.